And welcome back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. It's Wildcat Wednesday as we're joined in studio by 4-H agents Cherry Nelson and Katie Townsend from the K-State Extension District. Good morning to the both of you and welcome back.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Katie, good to have you in here. As Cherry and I hit it on it a little bit as she kind of recapped the Wilson County. You were at the Montgomery County, as was I for Saturday. But give me kind of just a quick wrap-up of the weekend. How'd it go?
It went well. We got some rain right before our premium sale, but it stopped a few hours before we kicked off, and we really appreciate all the community supporters that came out and supported us at our livestock premium sale, at our bake sale, that donated plaques, that came out and watched the shows. We had a huge turnout on our show nights, and we really appreciate it.
Yeah, no, the Saturday morning even that I was there, it was weather-wise cooperative as could be, and lots of support from the community. I saw a lot of people out there that I run into, and a lot of new people, new faces, things like that, spoke with some kids, so it was a fun experience for me, and I'm glad it was, I'm sure, a very busy week for the two of you, but it went off seamlessly, so... We're speaking, again, on a 4-H matter, and we've kind of hit on it back in that first hour there of our Wildcat Wednesday here, but we've got some 4-H contests coming around, and let's dig in. Obviously, you know, the judging side of things is what it is, but let's start with the livestock and meats judging, just kind of a basic overview of what those are.
Yeah, the livestock judging contest is a contest where the kids, they'll have a class of four animals, and they have to select the, you know, best to worst animal in the class. And then they will, after they do that, they will give a set of reasons to a judge as to why they placed them that way. And those can be kind of intimidating if, you know, if kids don't like to really get up and talk in front of people. The giving the reasons part's the difficult part of that contest. But
yeah, kind of expanding and explaining yourself. That was always my most hated question in school is, you know, explain yourself. Like, here's three lines to explain yourself, and to actually have to, you know, get up and do it sometimes is incredibly difficult for some people. So, well, that's pretty neat. Is that kind of how the meats is as well, or is the livestock a little different?
Well, the meats contest, they will also have some classes like that they judge where they have, like, four different steaks, for example, mm-hmm. laying there that they have to select the top steak. But they also have to do some retail ID where they'll have, I think there's like 30 or 40 cuts of meat laying out there, pork, beefs, and sheep, lamb will be laying out there, and they have to, you know, be able to identify, well, this is a T-bone steak, or this is a loin chop, or a leg of lamb, and those type of things. So the meats contest is pretty difficult. That's one that I'm not very well versed on.
Yeah, that sounds like trying to memorize an entire menu, like down to the finite details, you know.
And that's a good description.
Yeah,
yes.
No, I mean, that's kind of, I've never really thought of that. It, you know, again, this is someone looking from the far outside. I mm-hmm. never grew up around 4-H, really around fairs or anything of that matter. We had them available, certainly. Was I involved? No, not by any means. Mm-hmm. So it's really neat to see what they actually go through. And I had no idea that, you know, to identify, because I'd look at a thing of meat and it's like, oh, that's probably $15.99 right there. Yeah. You know, I have no idea what it is.
Well, what a great skill.
Ribeye, you know,
the kids learn this skill to go and, you know, they can go to the meat counter at the grocery store and they can identify the best cuts and things like that. So it's a great skill for them to learn.
Yeah. And again, like we were speaking in the previous hour as well, to kind of just get thrown in there, you know, in that competition, in that heat of the moment, and you've got 30 options. You know, if you miss it, if you don't, I guarantee you, you're going to know it after you get it right or you get it wrong. So that's a pretty cool thing. So
it's a great learning opportunity from the kids. You guys started with the livestock judging contest. So these 4-H kids are raising their own livestock. And through the livestock judging contest, they're learning how to raise them. They're learning, I want this steer or I want this cow because she's going to give me these traits, which then in turn is going to lead them to the best cuts of meat in meats judging. So a lot of these kids are on multiple teams. You're going to see them not only showing in the ring, but then you're going to see them judging at livestock contests, and then you're going to see them in the meats judging contest, and it just all ties together and gives them a complete package. When they're done with 4-H, they're going to be able to raise their own beef herds. They're going to be those moms and dads in the grocery stores that know exactly what they're looking at. So really, we're just growing great producers and consumers. And if you ever have questions, 4-H kids would be awesome to tell you questions, things at the grocery store, or if you have questions about beef or anything along those lines, they They should know it.
Yeah, that was one of the things from the fairs that I picked up on was just the amount of knowledge and how willing they are to just expand on everything yes. that they know. And it's amazing how much that they know. And it's also kind of neat to see the correlation between those two, because you're right. It really comes down to, you know, someone looking outside. Again, you look down and it's, oh, it's just a hunk of meat, you know. And you, for someone that doesn't, now looking a little deeper into it, especially when there is outbreaks and disease and there's lack of care to the animal and there's abuse and there's things like that, when, you know, it's the extra mile and that integrity level as well that you kind of force into, not necessarily force into a child, but you know, you make them learn very, very young. And I think that that benefits everyone, you know, the consumer, the obviously the livestock itself, and then, you know, just everybody benefits from that. And I think, you know, again, it's something that's overlooked so easily because it's just, like I said, it looks like a price tag to me. It's a price tag and it's a meal a little bit later, and that's what it is. And instead, these kids know exactly probably how it was grown, you know, the cut of meat it is, and you know, most likely how to cook it pretty good as well. So
yes, they do learn that too.
Yeah,
so.
No doubt about it. Well, sweet. So yeah, those kind of go in correlation with each other. So that's pretty neat. Tell me about, we got a Skill-a-thon and a quiz bowl. I'll start with that Skill-a-thon just because the name is, it rolls off the tongue. That's pretty nice. What is that?
Well, the Skill-a-thon contest is a little different. They'll have some things they have to identify. They'll have to identify different pieces of equipment that are used in the livestock industry. They'll also have to identify some different feeds or minerals that are fed to livestock. There's a whole lot of different things that they could be identifying. Some occasionally they have to identify weeds. So these kids have to have a broad range of knowledge. And then they have a team portion where they'll work on a problem. Maybe it's, you know, you've got an animal that's sick. How much antibiotic do you give them? You know, how do you draw the shot? How do you give the shot?
Oh,
all
wow.
those type of things. So it can be pretty intense.
Yeah, and then that gets down to, you know, the specific details, you know. I mean, that's next level. And again, it's, you know, here on the radio, I'm here to talk, you know. That's what these kids learning something new every single day. What that seed is, how to identify this, is this in the right growing stage? I mean, there is so much unbelievable. I mean, horticulture, livestock, it's mind-boggling to try and take in, you know, and then to try and learn it and then try and be successful with it. I'm sure is just a lot of note-taking.
Yeah,
well,
they've been practicing
a
lot. Yeah, they get in little groups and they study, and they travel across counties and they study together because we're four counties come mm-hmm. together as a team. So they're pretty dedicated to it, to do some driving to meetings and practices and study on their own. You know, they're expected to study on their own, and they've had very successful teams in the past because of the kids' dedication.
Yeah, and I think that speaks upon itself as well as, again, that extra just integrity to go at home and to do it. Because, you know, in school, homework really isn't designed to be hard. It's designed to see who's actually going to do it and who isn't going to do it. And, mm-hmm. You know, it's just an extra step to further, you know, solidify that knowledge you learn. That's always what I kind of found with homework and home
yep.
studies is just, this is what I learned today. Here, let me reassure it. So kids taking that extra step. So that's the Skill-a-thon. That's pretty neat. And then finally, the Quiz Bowl.
Yeah, the Quiz Bowl kids, that's a team of four kids. And basically, they sit and they will they're given questions and they have to buzz in and to answer those questions, you know, kind of like a Jeopardy type thing.
Yeah.
And they also have to take a written test. They start the contest with a written test, and then the top teams from the written test competition will go head to head for the
nice.
Rest of the competition.
Nice.
So,
I like that. Yeah,
yeah,
I like the buzzer aspect. It is a little bit competitive edge. That's what I like
yep,
right there.
Exactly. So but it's pretty intense too. So
yeah, no, and it kind of sounds like all of it, because the livestock judging, the meats judging, as you said, it can get very, you know, variable, especially with the meats. There is a lot of them. And then talk about Skill-a-thon. There is a lot in horticulture and livestock in general. So talk about a little intense for all of these. Where are they all happening in the same spot, same time, or are they kind of scattered out? Let's get some dates here.
Our state livestock sweepstakes contest, like I said, is Saturday the 18th and Sunday the 19th. All of those contests will be going on those days. So it kicks off with the livestock judging contest on Saturday morning, and the skillathon is Saturday afternoon and evening. And then Sunday morning, they have the meats contest that starts at 7 a.m. They'll be in a freezer for most of the morning, which in August is a good thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Certainly.
And then the quiz bowl finishes it out. So it'll be a busy weekend next weekend, and we're looking forward to taking. We have 26 kids from the district signed up to go. So
very cool.
It'll be good. And then the horticulture contest is also Saturday the 18th. It's also in Manhattan, and there's 12 kids going up for that. So it'll be an intense weekend.
Gotcha. Yeah, and you had mentioned it's on. Is it all in Manhattan? All
yes,
over the
it's
weekend?
All on K-State campus.
Very neat. Very neat. As K-State reminds me of a lot of my hometown Fort Collins, school-wise as well as town-wise. Mm-hmm. They're big in agriculture, yes. Big in that. Colorado State, K-State. So it's a very neat spot for the kids to go up and see kind of that exposure as well. Because, you know, maybe they had relatives. Maybe mom, dad went to K-State.
All
I'm
right.
sure somebody. But to go up actually on campus and to compete and be a part of it, that's pretty neat. Is there do you guys have specific 4-H buildings up at K-State? I'm sure, or facilities or something where it's all happening?
Most of it will happen out at the Purebred Beef Unit, Stanley Stout Center. There'll be some of it going on in Weber Hall, which is the animal science building there on campus. So
very neat. Very neat. And it's all weekend long, right? Saturday,
oh, yeah.
Sunday,
yeah.
From
we'll
morning.
Leave, we're leaving Friday evening after the premium sale gets done at the Interstate Fair. So it will be up there all weekend.
Yeah. Busy weekend.
Yeah.
Weekend. Goodness sakes. So.
Yeah. And that's one of the great things about what you're talking about, the kids being able to get out of Southeast Kansas, mm-hmm. and travel. You know, most of these times, a lot of times when we travel, a few parents go with us, but not a lot of parents. So they're getting away from mom and dad for the weekend and getting to be responsible, to be in charge of their own money, to be in charge of getting themselves to their contest on time, that type of thing. And we love the opportunity to take kids and travel and get them to see new things, especially K-State, you know, gets a tour campus a little bit while they're up there, be comfortable with campus if that's, you know, something that they're interested in, the ag majors at K-State. But that's not necessarily always the case. There's other great ag schools around, but we do like the opportunity to take them and get them to see new things.
Yeah, it's a little awe-inspiring. I remember when I was in school, I didn't go to some large university, but I went to a trade school, and they were able to, you know, they had people that worked in the radio industry for like the Broncos and for like CU and CSU, and going backstage in the stadiums and being there is awe-inspiring. And that, like you said, it could be that could be the reason why they go to K-State, is because, man, that trip when I was 15 for my 4-H fair, I had a great time, and, you know, inspired me to come up here and inspired me to finish off my studies and become a Wildcat. So I think that's really neat that you're going up to the university. So Cherry Nelson and Katie Townsend with 4-H, or two 4-H agents with Wildcat Extension Districts. Any final words as we come up on the bottom of the hour?
Don't forget the State Fair will be coming up also. We'll have
That's
kids
right.
from the district that'll be sending out some of their great projects that you saw at the county fairs. And we also have a lot of livestock going out from the district as well. So.
Thank you. Well, Cherry, Katie, any finals?
Yeah. If you want to see everything that our kids are doing, definitely follow us on Facebook, Wildcat Extension District 4-H. You'll get to see all the pictures from the fairs and what the kids are doing up at state contests and all the fun that they're having. We'd love for you to follow us. And you can also find us on our website, Wildcat Extension District at kstate.edu, to see what we're up to as well.
Perfect. All righty. Katie Townsend, Cherry Nelson, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. We'll have Wildcat Wednesday next Wednesday. For now, Fox News and Open Line continues after the break.